the book of Acts, chapter number 16. We ask that everybody stand in reverence to the reading of the word of God. The book of Acts, chapter number. Amen. Acts, the 16th chapter, the 16th verse. Amen. Amen. Everybody that has told you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is good. He's worthy of our praise. Acts the 16th chapter, the 16th verse. We'll look at 16 through 26. Amen. Real fast. And then we will go from there. Amen. The scripture says it came to pass that as we went to prayer, men and Paul and Silas and a group of people, that a slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us. And she brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out each day that these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim the way to salvation. And they did this for many days. But Paul, being grieved in the spirit, turned and said to her, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he, the devil, the spirit, came out of her that very hour. When her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, these men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs that are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then the multitude rose up against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having such a charge, he put them into the inner prison, into the dungeon, into the pit, and fastened their feet in the stocks. Verse 25 and 26 is where we'll take our thought. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and praising. Amen. Paul and Silas were praying and praising God. And the prisoners listened to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners all around them heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the fountains of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and all their bands were loosed. And at midnight, Paul and Silas sang praises unto God. And they prayed. And all the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the foundation of the prison was shaken, and all of their bands were loose. Amen. For a little while, we're going to use for a thought, your blessing is in your praise. Amen. Your blessing is in your praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Your blessing is in your praise. You may be seated in the presence of God. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Your blessing is in your praise. Amen. As we look at our text, a very familiar passage of scripture, we see we're introduced to a man named Paul. And Paul was one of the apostles, and he had a few followers with him, along with him. And they were traveling on a journey to go to prayer, basically. And as they traveled, the scripture said that they encountered a woman that was possessed with an evil spirit of divination. Now, a spirit of divination is an evil spirit that is used to predict the future. So if you will, this woman was a modern-day psychic. Amen. This woman was a modern-day sorcerer. This woman was a modern-day fortune teller. This woman made her demonic possession her profession. Amen. I like that. That's good. I'm going to say it again. Amen. She made her demonic possession her profession. You see, psychics are nothing to play with. Fortune tellers are nothing to play with. Evil spirits are nothing to play with. Sorcerers are nothing to play with. Sorcerers connect with evil spirits to get their information. Fortune tellers rely on superstition to get their information. Psychics rely on the dead, amen, to get their information. And evil spirits often disguise themselves as innocent. Evil spirits often disguise themselves as fun. Evil spirits often disguise themselves, they often downplay their relevance so that you don't recognize them as an evil spirit. The reason it is so important that we be, this is the reason why it's so important that we be careful what we allow into our spaces. We have to be careful what we allow into our spirit. We must be careful what we allow into our eye gates. We must be careful what we allow in our ear gates. We must be careful what we put into our bodies. We must be careful what we put into our mouths and allow to come out of our mouths. We must be careful, amen, what we allow in our space. You see, evil spirits disguise themselves so that they are not exposed. They disguise themselves so you don't think it's a big deal. They disguise themselves and then they hide right in plain sight. It seems innocent. You think you're just having a drink, but you're really inviting evil spirits into yourself. You think you're just smoking a joint. It's innocent. It's nothing. I ain't hurt nobody. But you're really inviting evil spirits into your space. You think you're just watching the tube. Amen. Watching TV. But you're really sometimes, some of the shows we watch are allowing evil spirits to entertain us. You think you're just going out having a good time. But we don't realize that we're allowing and inviting and being entertained by evil spirits. You think you're just calling a psychic. It's no big deal. But you're really calling on evil spirits because they call on evil spirits to get their information. You think you're just reading your horoscope. Come on, somebody. It's innocent. It's nothing. And that really is how I am. But you're really relying on evil spirits. You think you're just getting your palm read, but you're really inviting and entertaining evil spirits. You think you're just laying up with your boo. Come on. There's nothing to it. But sometimes you land up with an evil spirit. Amen. And he act evil and she act evil sometimes and you know it. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Why? Amen. These activities seem innocent enough, but why do you think they begin to control our actions? They seem innocent enough. Why do you think, though, that they're so addicting? They seem innocent, but why do you think that they cause us to do things that are normally outside of our character? Why do you think they alter our behavior? Why do you think they alter our perspective? Why do you think they alter our actions? Why do you believe that they alter your personality? They alter your thought process. Because it's an evil spirit disguised as innocent, hiding in plain sight. Think about it. Alcohol bottles, bars, they even tell you it's a spirit. Get wine and spirits, drinks and spirits. They tell you it's a spirit. And trust me, it's not the Holy Spirit. Come on. Amen. They tell you it's a spirit. And even things that seem simple and things that seem insignificant, like watching TV. And we watch some of the ratchetest shows. Amen. I myself included, I watch some ratchet TV from time to time. Amen. Not a lot. Amen. But from time to time, I will. Amen. Turn on some ratchet TV myself. Amen. Because those people are funny, man. They make me laugh. Amen. They make me laugh. Amen. Come on. Amen. Some of us, amen, begin to watch these shows and they begin to fashion our lives after these people that we're watching. They begin to inadvertently influence our behavior. They begin to inadvertently influence our actions. We see them holding grudges with people and then we begin to hold grudges as well. We see them cussing folk out because they didn't do what they wanted them to do. And we begin to cuss folk out as well. We see them sleeping around and we begin to sleep around as well. It ain't that bad. Amen. Everybody doing something. Nobody's perfect. Come on. We be getting to see them wasting money. Amen. Spending money on things that really don't matter. Things that they're going to need to spend money on later. And things that you're going to have to spend money. If you spend a lot of money on to obtain, you're going to have to spend a lot of to maintain. Yeah. I'm going to say that again. Yeah. A lot of times we don't realize that things that we spend a lot of money on to obtain is going to take a lot of money to maintain. That's why you don't keep it, because you was trying to be flashy. You was trying to keep up with the Joneses and you ain't had the money to do it. Because you can't maintain it. We see them doing all these types of things. We begin to pattern our lives accordingly. We begin to idolize these people and allow them to influence our actions. We don't realize that many things in this world are controlled by evil spirits. Their goal is to downplay their role, to downplay their significance, to subtly influence our behavior, to slowly influence our thinking. We must be very careful what we allow into our spirits, especially if that's the only thing going in your spirit. Come on. We don't allow the word of God to go in our spirits except on Sunday when occasionally we come when we feel like it. And then at that time we really are listening, but then we're thinking about what time the game come on, and what time we're going to get home to eat our dinner, and what time this going to happen, and I can't wait till it's done. We're not really giving our attention to God for real. Amen. And we're allowing these things to captivate our attention. And as a result, they captivate our actions. So Paul and Silas and his followers were on their way to prayer, and they encountered a woman that was possessed with an evil spirit. She was a psychic, and she was also a slave. What's interesting about this is that in addition to her being captured by her slave owner, she was also captured by that evil spirit, amen, that controlled her. And this is exactly how evil spirits operate. It starts out as innocent. Come on, it starts out as seemingly insignificant. But if we're not careful, these evil spirits will begin to control us. It starts out as innocent. But if we're not careful, these evil spirits will begin to enslave us and consume us. The slave woman followed them for days. Amen. Paul and Silas, the men of God. She followed them for days. Amen. And as she followed them, the scripture says she yelled out, "These men are servants of the Most High God. They are proclaiming the way to salvation." You see, even demons recognize the power of God. Yeah. And although this woman was filled with the evil spirit, amen, she recognized the power of God. She still proclaimed the move of God. But although she could recognize the power of God, she had not yet surrendered to it. And many of us recognize his power, but we haven't yielded to it. We know that he's real. We know, amen, what he can do, but we haven't surrendered to it. We know that the preacher is right and I should do what the preacher is saying, but we don't surrender to it. We can understand the move of God, but we need to learn, instead of just understanding it and just recognizing it, we need to learn to submit to it. Come on. But instead of surrendering, beloved, evil spirits will disguise themselves. Instead of surrendering, amen, evil spirits will pretend as if nothing's going on. Instead of surrendering, evil spirits will perform it. They will distract, amen, so that they are not exposed. Instead of surrendering, evil spirits will hide, amen, behind innocence so that they are not exposed. You see, evil spirits hate being exposed. Evil spirits will cause you, amen, to pretend. Evil spirits will cause you to hide. Evil spirits will cause you to be hypocritical. Evil spirits will cause you to perform. Evil spirits will cause you to be all talk but no action. Evil spirits, amen, will cause you to distract people from who we really are behind closed doors. That's what evil spirits will do. They'll hide, they'll pretend, and they will make you pretend as well. And while you're busy trying to influence everybody else and distract everybody else, these evil spirits are distracting you. Come on. They're distracting you from surrendering. Well, you should be surrendering. You're making excuses. While you're busy trying to deceive others, amen, to distract others, these evil spirits are deceiving you into yielding to their power and to standing in your sin. You see, while you're trying to distract others, amen, these evil spirits are distracting you. And these evil spirits are nothing to play with. And the Apostle Paul did just that. He didn't play with these evil spirits. He didn't play with these demons. The scripture says, Paul being grieved in the spirit, he turned and said, "Come out of her. I command you by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ." And the scripture said that that very hour, at that very moment, she was changed. Just like Paul, we must stop playing with these evil spirits. We must cast them out. Just like Paul, we must stop excusing these evil spirits. We must cast them out. We must stop coddling these evil spirits. We must cast them out. We must stop pacifying evil spirits. We must cast them out. We must stop trying to explain evil spirits. We must cast them out. We must stop excusing evil spirits. We must cast them out. We must stop accepting evil spirits. We must cast them out. We must stop medicating evil spirits and ignoring evil spirits. We must cast them out. We must stop giving two names for the evil spirits. Amen. We must cast them out. I cast out every evil spirit in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast out every evil spirit in your house. Amen. That you're facing when you go home. I cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. I cast out every spirit listening to me online, listening to me in the sound of this place. In the name of Jesus, I cast out every evil spirit inside of you, whether you want to admit it or not. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. I cast it out. I stand against it by the authority of the name of Jesus. Oh, we got to stop playing with these things. Come on. The only name that demons respect is Jesus. Come on. The only authority that they're going to bow to is Jesus. You ain't no match for them, evil spirit. Stop playing with them. Stop calling them and explaining them and acting like they're no big deal. We have to confront them and cast them out in the mighty name of Jesus. You must surrender to Jesus. You must obey his word. You must confront the demons that are inside of you. You see, most of us, none of us wants to admit that we have an evil spirit.
or that we've had an evil spirit. But in order to be delivered, we must confront them. Come on, we must be honest about where we are. You see, having an evil spirit don't make you a bad person. Come on, because you had a bad evil spirit, amen, does not make you a bad person, but bad behavior invites evil spirits. Bad behavior invites bad spirits. So we have to realize, amen, just because, amen, we have these spirits and we invited them in because of our behavior, our actions, or whatever the case may be, doesn't make you a bad person, but you got to acknowledge where you are so you can be delivered and set free. We cast them out by the authority of Jesus Christ. And this is exactly, precisely what the Apostle Paul did. He cast out the evil spirit that was vexing this woman. You see, this woman made her slave masters a lot of money because of her profession. Again, she made her possession her profession, so she made her masters a lot of money. But when Paul cast out the evil spirit, amen, they saw that the fact that they couldn't no longer benefit from her profession because she no longer was possessed by that spirit. So they got angry, or they got upset. And they were so upset that they took these men to court. And the court put them in jail. The judge put them in jail. And just like in Paul's day, when you begin to talk about evil spirits, people ain't going to like it. You begin to confront evil spirits, people will get upset. They're going to get mad and upset with you. They're going to say, even hearing a message like this one, hey man, they'll say, oh, Christians, they're so judgmental. Oh, Christians, they're all so hypersensitive. Oh, Christians, they don't want nobody to do nothing. They don't want people to live. There's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with having a little smoke. Nothing wrong with having a little drink. Nothing wrong with cussing folk out. Nothing wrong with sleeping around. I'm grown. I can do what I want. It's my body. Amen. Hallelujah. Who are you to tell me what to do? Preacher, don't tell me nothing. Come on, we get angry, we get upset when we begin to confront these things. But it's a sign, amen, it's a sign. Amen, if you are upset and angry, it's a sign that you're bound by an evil spirit. Again, it don't make you a bad person, but it makes you realize where you are. And when you're bound by an evil spirit, you'll be so attracted to the actions, so attached to your evil actions, that you'll get upset when somebody tells you to stop. When somebody brings it to your attention, you'll get upset. Instead of changing. And that's what the evil spirit wants you to do. It wants you to get mad so you can stay where you are. Keep distracting yourself. But this slave girl's master, they was upset. They were mad. They were angry. And because she stopped doing what benefited them. Trust and believe, when you stop doing what benefited other people, they're going to get mad. Come on. They may not bring you nothing to the table. They may not do nothing for you. But when you stop doing for them, they're going to get mad. They're going to lose your number. They're going to block you. They're going to stop all this. You ain't doing this for me. You ain't did this. What you did for me? Hey, you're not. You changed. You different. You stop doing what you used to do. Yes, I stopped doing it because it was dragging me down. Come on, I stopped doing it because it was a burden. I stopped doing it because I ain't had time. And ain't nobody got time for that. We have to realize and understand and remember and that our value and our importance. As soon as you stop doing things that benefit people, they're going to get mad. That's exactly what happened with these evil spirits. These evil spirits were cast out of this woman, and her slave masters got mad. They got upset because she was no longer benefiting them. And then they reported Paul and Silas to the jail, and the judge took them straight to prison. Not only did these men go to jail, the scripture said that the judge ordered them to be beaten as well. Not only did they go to jail, the judge ordered them to be isolated as well. Not only did they go to jail, but because of the charge that the judge gave, he said, keep them securely and make sure that they did never leave. The security officer put them in the inner dungeon, in the inner prison. He put them in a pit. Can you imagine being persecuted for no reason? Can you imagine going to jail for no reason? Can you imagine being locked up for doing the will of God? You see, it seems so unfair that the judge would lock these good men up and treat them like common criminals. It seems so unfair, amen, that these men who were doing nothing wrong, amen, will end up in prison. It seems so unfair that these men who were on their way to prayer will end up in jail. You see, sometimes life can be unfair. Sometimes life can be cruel. Sometimes life can be lopsided. Sometimes life can be painful. Sometimes life can be harsh. And in these times, it's the devil. He makes it seem like, amen, life was easier before you came to God. Come on. In these times, it's the devil make you think it was easier, amen, before you got it right. In these times, the devil makes you think it was easier when you were doing your own thing. Come on. The devil makes it, you think it was easier when you lived in sin and you did what you wanted to do. Amen. When you did what you went where you wanted to go and you live how you wanted to live. It was easier in the world. It was easier before I came to church. It was easier outside of God's will. But the devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. Oh, he's a liar. But he's trying to trick you. He's trying to trap you. He's trying to get you, amen, to the point where you cannot, where you're bound up and you can't get free. You don't realize how you got here. Amen. All I was doing is a little drink. Come on, how did I get here? All I was doing is a little smoke. How did I get here? All I was doing was sleeping around. Amen. How did I get here? I can't get out. My mind is bound. My heart is bound. My spirit is bound. My actions are bound. I can't come to church. I can't praise God because I'm bound up. How did I get here? He wants to trap you so you can't get out of the deliverance that God wants to bring your way. We have to realize the devil is a liar. Amen. Don't fall for his tricks. Don't fall for his traps. You see, the trials of life sometimes make you want to complain. The trials of life sometimes seem so unfair. The things you go through in life, the things you face in life sometimes make you want to walk away from God. Walk away from your family. Walk away from this job. Walk away from whatever it is that brings you grief. The things in life sometimes make you want to throw in the towel. Things in life sometimes make you want to feel bad for yourself. Sometimes life will make you want to throw a pity party, especially when you're trying to do the right thing, but it seems like all the wrong things keep happening. I'm trying to live right, but all the wrong things keep happening. I'm trying to get right with God, but all the wrong things keep happening to prevent me. I'm trying to get serious, but all the wrong things keep happening. Nobody wants to support me. Nobody wants to do it with me. Nobody, amen, wants to show me anything. But I'm here to tell you today, sometimes life will make you feel bad, especially when you're trying to do the right thing and all the wrong things keep happening. But we have to realize that these men had every right to complain. Come on. They were going down to prayer. And all of a sudden, they ended up in jail. They had every reason to feel bad for themselves. They were on their way to prayer. Amen. On their way to serve God. And all of a sudden, they in an inner prison. They were on their way to prayer. And all of a sudden, they were getting beaten. Amen. They were on their way to prayer. And all of a sudden, they were getting treated like common criminals. They had every reason to walk away. They had every reason to throw in the towel. They had every reason to feel bad for themselves. They have every reason to throw a pity party. They did nothing wrong, yet they found themselves in prison. And sometimes in life, you're going to face real situations. You're going to face real struggles. You're going to face real things, obstacles in your life. But I'm here to tell you that although, amen, they ain't real, God is even more real. Hallelujah. He is even more real. Amen. Although they had every right, every opportunity to complain and feel bad for themselves, the scripture said that these men, amen, began at midnight to pray and sing praises unto God. As I get ready to close, these men would have been justified to be upset. These men would have been justified, amen, for being upset, for being locked up for doing God's will. But in the midst of being mistreated, amen, for doing God's will. In the midst of being persecuted for doing God's will. In the midst of being beaten for doing God's will. In the midst of being put in a dungeon, amen, for doing God's will. You see, I can see if they committed a crime and they did something wrong, but they were doing God's will and all these bad things happened to them. If they were doing, if they were selling drugs, I can understand, but they were doing God's will and they ended up in prison. If they were murdering somebody, I can make it understandable in my mind, but they were doing God's will and all these bad things came their way. Amen. I'm here to tell you, amen, although they were trouble in their heart and trouble in their spirit, and although they went through all these things, they sang and they prayed and they sang praises unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. We can all learn from these apostles. You see, when life is difficult, don't give up praise. Come on. When life is challenging, don't quit praise. Come on. When life is unfair, don't complain. Praise. Come on. When life is problematic, don't walk away. Praise. Come on. when life is lopsided and unfair and it treats you wrong, amen, don't walk away, praise. Come on, when life is backwards, amen, it seems like all the people who deserve death is getting treated good, and the people that do the right thing is getting treated bad. Don't complain. Don't talk about how unfair it is. Don't walk the street. Praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on. If you learn to praise him, the situation will turn around. If you learn to praise him, your attitude will turn around. If you learn to praise him, your perspective will turn around. Praise, 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 praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Don't panic. Praise. Come on. Don't fret. Praise. Don't worry. Praise. Don't stress. Praise. Don't doubt. Praise. Don't fear. Praise. Don't complain. Praise. Don't give up. Praise. Don't walk away. Praise. Hallelujah. Praise, praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Of the praise. Of the praise. Oh, hallelujah. You see, your blessing is in your praise. We need to learn to praise God through it all. Come on. We need to learn to praise God through it all. In difficult times, we must learn from these men, Paul and Silas, learn to praise God, even though things are making us upset. Learn to pray and sing praises unto God. You see, because of their praise, their chains were broken. Amen. Your blessing is in your praise. Because of their praise, their bands were loose. Your blessing is in your praise. Because of their praise, deliverance came their way. Your blessing is in your praise. You see, complaining, if they would have complained, it would have just made the situation worse. It would have made the way they feel worse. It would have made their outlook worse. But they praise. Their praise broke the chains that their situation brought their way. Your praise will break the chains that your trial brings your way. Come on. Your praise will break the chains that depression brings your way. Your blessing is in your praise. Praise will break the chains that sadness brings your way. Your blessing is in your praise. Praise will break the chains that grief brought your way. Your blessing is in your praise. Praise, praise will break the chain that sorrow brought your way. Your blessing is in your praise. Praise will break the chains that misery and sin brought your way. Your blessing is in your praise. Praise, praise will break the chain that heartache brought your way. Your blessing is in your praise. Praise will break everything, amen, that they're trying to stop you. Amen. Praise will break it because your blessing is in your praise. If you learn to praise God, even though you're going through, your chains will be broken. Your blessing is in your praise. Amen. If you can learn to praise God, even though you're having a rough time right now, amen, your chains will be broken because your blessing is in your praise. If you can learn to praise God, even though you're facing difficulty in your life right now, your chains will be broken because your blessing, oh, is in your praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Complaining won't change a thing, but your praise will. Oh, that's good. Come on, I said complaining won't change a thing, but your praise will. Hallelujah. Amen. Your gratitude will. Amen. He'll give you, amen, in exchange for your heaviness. He'll give you the garment of praise. Why do you think praise, amen, makes things lighter? Why will he give you praise in exchange for your heaviness? Because praise makes things lighter. You realize how good he is. Complaining won't change anything, but your praise will. These men, although they were in prison, although they were in an unfair situation, although these men were locked in the basement for doing the will of God, they were locked in an inner dungeon for doing the will of God. They were locked in a pit for doing the will of God. Their praise delivered them, amen, from that pit. Your praise will deliver you from the pit of depression. Your praise will deliver you from the pit of grief and sorrow. Your praise will deliver you from the pit of misery and despair. Your praise will deliver you from the pit of worry and stress. Your praise will deliver you from heartache. Your praise, and only your praise. Amen. Because your blessing is in your praise. We must develop an attitude of gratitude. Come on. Amen. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Why? Because your blessing is in your praise. Not your complaining, in your praise. Not your self-pity, but in your praise. Not your complaining, but in your praise. Not in your pity parties, but in your praise. Not in your tears that you cry, but in your praise. Not in your sleep,
sleepless nights, but in your praise. Not in your cussing folk out, but in your praise. Amen. Not in your arguing and combativeness, but in your praise. Not in anything other than your praise. Hallelujah. Your blessing is found in your praise. Put your hands together. Keep working. Your blessing is in your praise. Amen. We thank God today for the goodness. If you're here today, you know, don't know Jesus as your Savior.